there are some clauses that proposed in the first place involving the former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, and by amending some parts, it would, in a way, nullify his, you know, the wrongdoings in the past, and that would allow him to return home without any difficulty, and of course, without any condemnation that he was, how should I say, jumping the bail or jumping the prison. So that is in our simple language. And then the current government found that by doing so, it would pave the way to make sure that former Prime Minister Thaksin, who was also the advisor to the ruling party right now, will come home safely and would not be subject to any imprisonment anymore.
As I understand it, Thailand's constitutional court dismissed the proposed changes. Now, is there still the possibility for reform to the constitution? And what does this dismissal mean for the country?
Let me bring it back to the technical things, which I, of course, I don't understand in the legal term. It targeted on the amendment of the clause number 291, and that seems to be involved in the politicians and some politician status. And the ruling party in the parliament wanted to say that this 291 clause is undemocratic, and it came from the Constitution of 2007, which passed through the public referendum. But then again, it was under the some kind of this referendum, and this, what we call the drafting committee, came from the coup taking place in 2006. And that was why they tried to say that the Constitution of 2007 was undemocratic. So they targeted on the 291 first. Now, with this, there are opposition. But of course, the opposition part in the parliament was not strong enough. So there were the opposition parties outside who brought these cases to the constitutional court a month ago with the five conditions that the parliament was doing something wrong. That came the big issue of if they really did something wrong, the wrongdoings or those support of the wrongdoings will have to be, you know, expelled, which means if the government support amendment, it means that government is support the wrongdoings. And that means the government has to leave if the constitutional court conclude that it was all wrong. This afternoon, the Constitutional Court find that there was nothing wrong yet. But then again, the Constitutional Court say that the referendum on 2007 agreed to have these constitutions. So if somebody want to amend the Constitution again, it is mandatory that the referendum should be taken place before.
All right, well, that just brings us just about to the end. But I just wanted to ask you if there's anything else you wanted to add or touch upon regarding the Constitutional Court's decision today.
In a nutshell, I can say that the result from the Constitutional Court leads to no violence. And I would say it is quite impartial. And it makes both parties concerned, meaning those who brought this to the court and those affected, nobody gets hurt, put it this way. But of course, it might set up some precedented case because the Constitutional Court say that any amendment of the Constitution or anything concerned with the Constitution in the court or concerned with the Constitution should be brought up to the Constitutional Court automatically because earlier there were some arguments about whether we should send this to Attorney General or if the Attorney General gave us the green light, why Constitutional Court had to object. Now, the Constitutional Court ruled out that anything concerned Constitution or any amendment on Constitution can be automatically sent to Constitutional Court. It means that anybody with any tidbits, small and big things, can just go to the Constitutional Court, which might set some precedent case. And that would be a little bit chaotic in terms of the political maneuver in the future. But right now, both parties, no one gets hurt. Right now, there is no evidence that any party tries to violate the constitutional monarchy system as being condemned earlier. And right now, I believe, you know, as the stock exchange market index responds favorably, I think that should indicate a positive atmosphere in the country.